Dacey and Jay Spoon. East Coast Radio.
You guys, this weekend was really triggering for me, so I just want to touch on something that I think triggered a lot of people as well. It's been trending the entire weekend. It's been making news headlines, aka pictures and videos that were shared on social media. It hasn't even been an entire month since the passing of Anele Ntembe, 22-year-old young woman who happens to be AKA's girlfriend and fiance. And already we're hearing just some really scary stories out there. And Stacey, I recall, you know, when the incident was fairly new, me cautioning everyone, including you, Stacey, as well, like getting into it in terms of the speculations, the accusations, the gossip that was happening in relation to what really happened with the situation. Was AKA involved?
Yeah, you know? So look, I mean, as you said, obviously we don't know anything. Mm. So not only legally would that be dangerous to start adding your two cents in there, but just like as a human being, you never know what goes on between two people behind closed doors.
Hey.
Now, Saturday evening, the reason why this is even a topic of conversation, it's weird for famous people to drop any kind of intel, even music, on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
Like it's an odd time. Yeah. People are jawling, people are living their lives, whatever. But AKA released a statement, which was obviously now sort of a preempt to the news that would drop on Sunday, where there are some insinuations around the nature of his relationship with his now late fiance Anele. And he wanted to get out ahead of it. They made the call. They put the statement out. He was like, listen, obviously, every relationship has problems. This was no different. However, AKA is not currently a suspect in her passing at all.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah, I think it's very important to put that out there and just be clear about it. Now, fast forward to yesterday, which for me was the day where I was like, yo, what is going on here? I didn't know. Like, emotionally, I didn't know how to behave. Yesterday, AKA's video of him breaking a door, which Anele was said to be behind. There was a video on our website, ecr.co.za, to click on Stacey and Jay. So I'm not going to play the snippet of the audio because it's, well, it's
upsetting,
very
upsetting. Yeah, it's upsetting. Yeah. Yeah.
I saw the video and I just really found it to be the same time. As far as we know, the matter is still an investigation. And when we get more information, I'm sure our Newswatch team will give us some advice on how to spread that out. But just really just a sad situation. And again, let's not jump onto the gossiping wagon. Let it just happen. Let the system handle the situation if it's that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's respect the situation as well. I can only imagine what the family is just going through, brah.
No, and I mean, every time, and this is, it's beyond AKA and this tragedy with Anele as well. It's just in general.
Yeah.
There are real people behind these stories with real feelings. And there was a real loss. And I think, as you said, respect is really important.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.